Now we'll do the toothbrush death meditation. The first thing we'll do is to adjust our postures. Let's keep our heads, necks, and spines in a straight line. Tuck in our tummies. Keep our chins parallel to the ground. Face relaxed, with a small smile on the corners of your lips. We'll now begin counting to 10. First exhale, then inhale. We will eventually die. Death will come and there is no way we can stop it. Like a candle, it is going to burn out and no one can restore it or add to it. We have no time to practice the deeper things in life. We know for a fact that death will come and we need to go deeper and think about life. We're going to do what's most important for us now, before death comes, and use our time efficiently. We don't have a definite time when death will come. There is no number on the time we have left. And there are very few things that keep you alive, yet there are many things that can kill you. For example, my car, it can kill me. It can lead to traffic accidents, or accidents can happen when I'm walking, and it is also possible to die from food poisoning. Or you may be vulnerable physically. We don't know how much time left before our death, so that's another reason to use our time efficiently and do what's important. Only my wisdom can help me in death. Money cannot help me, and the people I love cannot help me either. Not even my own body can help me. It will abandon me. And when death comes, it's too late. So start now. We have to do the most important thing. It's about understanding how things work. And share this new Diamond Cutter principles with more people. When you're done, you can come back here and gently open your eyes.